From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Thursdays, we read from your letters, and we start today with a correction from Evergreen, Colorado. Robert Buettner writes this. You aired a treatment of the book Blowback, an analysis of U.S. intelligence activities abroad. NPR's reporter focused on the CIA's early 50s assassination of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh as an example of why Muslims hate the U.S. In fact, Mossadegh wasn't assassinated at all, much less by the CIA. He died of natural causes in 1967. 13 years earlier, he spent a brief time under house arrest after being deposed in a 1953 U.S.-assisted coup.
Thanks for your story on the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles, says Stephen Hunt of Swampscott, Massachusetts, about our story on the policy that allowed thousands of illegal immigrants to obtain legal driver's licenses in that state. Mr. Hunt continues, the response of the bureaucrats was telling and sad. Despite the deaths of thousands of people, they still cannot say plainly that their system failed. This institutional inertia is why people lose faith in public agencies.
Stephen Schafferman of Washington, D.C., heard our interview about a Florida mayor's endorsement of colloidal silver as a treatment for anthrax. Sure, the mayor may be a bit overenthusiastic, even gullible, and it may be people who use too much colloidal silver do develop a bluish skin tone, but is that the whole story? You simply dismissed, indeed ridiculed, the treatment, even while mentioning that residents reported benefits with a variety of conditions, though not anthrax. When are we going to hear a follow-up that really investigates colloidal silver? There's a lot of data that documents its efficacy.
Bill Garrett of Arlington, Tennessee, sends this, I'm a news junkie, but everywhere you turn or tune, the news is all the same. I feel like I'm living in Anthraxistan.
This is from Boulder, Colorado, and Lawrence Brown. You began your interview with the Surgeon General by asking whether he thought about closing down the U.S. postal system. Yes, you work in Washington and are thrilled to be at a center of exciting news, but nearly all the nation is unaffected by anthrax contamination. We need good information about what's going on in Washington, but I believe your coverage of the anthrax story is about 3 times the appropriate amount.
Our interview about donations to a World Trade Center victim's family brought a correction from the Reverend Candace Burgess of Mayfield, Kentucky. A Florida restaurant was mentioned as being in Pine Key. Reverend Burgess says it's Cabbage Key, accessible only by water, owned by Rob and Phyllis Wells, and that it just could be the source of Jimmy Buffett's Cheeseburger in Paradise song. Reverend Burgess concludes, I remember relaxing with my family on the porch with a cold one and the best cheeseburgers in the world after a day of fishing in the Gulf.
Thanks to all for writing. You can reach us by email. The address is atc@npr.org. And include, please, your telephone numbers, the name of your town, and guidance on pronouncing your name.